Come along with us as we discuss our heritage for our legacies.
Welcome to our journey.
Hey, everybody, it's Michael.
And this is David. And we have a special guest here with us today and in the congregation, or the studio, which the sanctuary studio. We have Mr. Kevin Walker.
Thank y'all for letting me be here.
Yeah. Who'd now, ever thunk it?
Right. Not
I,
me.
I guess for everybody from Pierce County that's our age, I would say you're known as the younger Kevin Walker.
Yes.
There's one that's a few years older than us, which we know him. You're the one that's my age.
Yeah.
So you're the younger Kevin Walker.
The older Kevin Walker is my neighbor. Mm-hmm. There's also one that he don't count. He's too young.
Well, too young.
and you know, in Pierce County, there's a lot of Walkers. Like, there's a lot of Bowens and a lot of Bennetts, a lot of Johnsons, but there's a lot of Walkers. And that's what happens. You know? Like, in our family, we have more than one of a lot of different names.
Well, I'm actually kin to the other.
That's right. And this one just says, shoo, thank the Lord.
Well, yeah, but going back, back to Tifton.
Yeah, Kevin's a brother. Kevin's a brother, a fella, Mule Barn.
Hey, back in.
Yeah. Kevin's one of the few got a degree from a.
Well, almost.
Oh, well, I mean, you had a lot more.
Yeah.
You was a lot closer to it than we were.
Yeah.
It was life kind of got in. You know how that works.
I knew you went back. Because you left. Everybody at ABAC, you go for a while, then you go home and go to work for a while, then you come back. Yeah. And I remember you coming back.
It was one class before life got in. It was always, you know, your professor always says, don't wait to take the hardest class
quarter.
Back then it was quarters, not semesters.
That's right.
Well, I didn't listen. And then life got in the way. So.
Well, I mean.
You know, live and learn.
Well, it's your journey. You know what I mean? You were studying wildlife, right?
That's correct. Well, actually, it was wildlife and forestry one.
Yeah.
But it that has still, those days and that time at college still has helped me career along the way.
Yeah, so no doubt.
It was not anything was wasted.
That's right.
All those years.
So. But the networking, the friendships, you know? Kevin can walk in today. I could not see Kevin for 7-8 years, and then we could run into each other and right back to the same conversation, right?
Kind of like now.
And if Ryan Williamson was to walk in the door.
Correct.
I spoke to him probably about a year. For some reason, we're born on the same day. So for some reason, me and Ryan always run into each other right around our birthdays, and then it's a race to see who can remember, hey, happy birthday. Yeah, happy birthday. Mm-hmm. But it's like that with the guys that move off that. Stalen, one of our buddies that, you know, he was talking about his daughter moving and going to college. And I said, well, I think that's a really good thing. And he was scared. You know, you're scared to let your kids grow up and move out. Mm-hmm. And I said, it's that helps people grow up. It helps them mature. It's not for everybody. College is not for everybody. I always say that. Mm-hmm. But for a lot of people, that is, you know, that's how you matured. And, and the friendships we made, that was just unbelievable. We didn't live with you and Ryan at first. Me and Michael and Rick Ricketson lived out in Chula.
Mm-hmm. Sun Suite.
In what we called the Chula Shack. And I remember why we moved to town. Do you remember why?
I don't, but I know it's I've heard stories. So yeah,
we moved to town because we didn't have an air conditioner. And the house that y'all are in had an air conditioner. Mm-hmm. And it didn't hurt that y'all had cable TV because we had no TV where we were at. We had two videotapes that we played over and over. And a video recorder that we used to make tapes. Now, if we ever found those, if those tapes ever surfaced, we're pretty sure we'd go to prison.
But, I don't know about prison, but, you know, The church might have something to say about that.
Yes.
Yeah. And if you want to stick to the air conditioning story, I'll go along with that.
So. Well, that was part of it. The old man that had the house, I'll never forget. I said, Mr. Harold, we're moving to town, and he was upset. Because he had come over and talked to us.
Mm-hmm. Pick up pecans with him.
And we would pick up limbs and help his wife tote groceries in her house and stuff. And when I told him we were going to town, he was upset. He said, well, I said, well, Mr. Harold, they got an air conditioner. And he said, well, I'll get y'all an air conditioner. Oh, man, it's all right. We're going to go to town. But I wouldn't take, you know, that time that we had out in Chula at the shack, that was great. And the times we lived on 1608 North Central.
I don't remember.
Yeah, apartment 1A.
Yeah. I can get to it, but I didn't.
Yeah. I'd still drive by it.
Do you?
Just every now and then I, because my office is still in Tifton.
Is it really?
And I, every now and then I just take a detour. The people that I work with, they're so used to it, they know where it's at. They mm-hmm. know where I'm going. Whenever I hit that street, they're like, yeah, you used to live right there, I know.
Yeah.
So you remember having to pull me from the outskirts of Douglas to the Ford dealership? We was going home. I was packed up. I had all my stuff in.
Michael, I'm 50.
Me too.
So my memory's long since gone from some of those days. I think I do remember that story, though. I also remember Ryan's old pickup truck you used to drive.
The green step-side Chevrolet.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The 70 models. So, yeah, I do remember that story.
I remember you were over on 319 somewhere, and we always had these high-powered CBs.
That's
and,
right.
Yeah. We could talk from one end of the state to the other.
Yeah.
Well, that's the one good thing that come out of that, me having that amplified CB, was I could holler. And if you was on the right channel, you'd get somebody.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, I had to holler that day because my truck broke down, the transmission went, and Kevin was coming. And he cut back across over to get me on the outskirts of Douglas and drug me into the Ford dealership there. And that's where I stopped and got a job.
Yeah,
that was life began.
That's right.
Because I had to have a truck. Yep. In order to have a truck, I had to have a job to pay for that transmission.
That's so right.
That was my out of college experience, but Kevin was a part of that.
Yeah, I wish I could tell crazy stories. I'm sure Kevin's got some crazy stories that he could tell on the rest of us. But like, Kevin was, man, he was great. He was straight-laced at Joker. He
studied.
If we ever needed money, that Joker, he coughed his money up before anybody else. If we were fixing to go have a big time in the peanut field on Thursday night, Kevin was gone. I tell you, he was not with us. But where were you at on Thursday? You were headed to the house. Don't even act like you wasn't.
Yeah.
You were the fast. I think you still hold the land speed record in between Tifton and Waycross, Georgia.
I believe that record is 45 minutes.
I mean, it's
yeah.
Kevin, man, he was coming to the house. It didn't matter. Whenever he got a break, if they let him out of school an hour early one day, he might go to the house that afternoon. Yeah. Just yong, he's gold.
Yeah. I'm a home person for sure. And even now, my wife jokes with me when we go out of town that she's so,
that's out of town.
That's out of town. Yeah.
That's right.
You know, I'm just, the older I get, and don't take it wrong, but the more I know people, the older I get, the less I like people kind of thing. You know, I like my little bubble, like you talked about in the previous podcast. I like my little bubble of people that, you know, my family did that. So I kind of stay with that, So that's kind of what I, but yeah, when we go out of town, it's used, every once in a while, we'll go to Brunswick.
Oh,
I've got a daughter that lives, see her, so.
Yeah, tell her, how many kids do you have?
Four kids.
Four kids.
Four grandkids.
Awesome.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Kevin, four grandkids.
Yeah. My baby's 22 years old.
Right.
So, but yeah, two boys, two girls, and two girls too.
That's awesome.
Equals.
Never would have thought it, you know, but with us all living on Central Avenue in Tifton, you know, I never thought that. You know, I'd have just never thought about us sitting around talking about grandkids.
I don't think any of us would have at the time.
I still remember across the road from our old house is apartments now. Those old houses, they were little houses there. They're gone, and now it's apartment complex. But I still remember Sweetie walking in across the road. And Kevin is shaking his head. He will not go there. We're not talking about that.
But, you know, in college, away from home for the first time for most of us, we never were really crazy, any of us. So, yeah, there's not any really... You know, I could name a few about tattoo. Even still, though, you know, we were good kids. I think even through college, you know, I remember me and Ryan sitting down studying for hours at a time because we just didn't have a choice. You know?
Yeah.
But overall, I think we were as level-headed as college kids could be.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. Now, that don't mean we were perfect.
No.
I'm sure the people below us would have a different story. But, you know.
Yeah, the ones that live below us.
But I would say that, you know, the cops never showed up at our place. Mm-mm. I thought they were coming a few times, but they never did show up, so we must have been pretty decent.
Yeah, that was only when Michael was there.
That's right.
The cops.
It was Trey DeLoach was there, and I can't believe I said his name on this thing. So, but anyway, yes, Traverius Burbick, the original.
Traverius Burbick.
He was, and yeah. but we really wasn't being, we were just laughing really loud that night is what that was just hilarious. But it's funny you said tattoo. Did you ever have a nickname at ABAC?
I don't think so.
How did you get through ABAC without a nickname?
I was the quiet kid, I guess.
Even Ryan had Turkey. I mean, that
fits Ryan, though.
Yeah.
It still fits Ryan.
But most people at ABAC, because me and you lived in the dorms at the same time, that first year, my first and last year at college, because I only had one, but we lived next door to each other in the dorms. And those folks, you know, that group of boys that we met that lived right there together, I still see some of them from time to time. I think of them frequently.
Yeah.
But I still see some of them from time to time. Mm-hmm. But everybody had a nickname. Everybody. We had DNR. Do you remember DNR?
I do.
And that was not his initials. It had nothing to do with his real name. He had a hat that said DNR, and that became his nickname, DNR.
Still don't have a nickname.
Lovey Dovey.
Yep. I remember him.
Hayes.
Some people I only know by nickname. I don't know if I know their real
name. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know how I made it through. I'm glad. It's good, and sometimes they're bad. So
yeah,
tattoo fits tattoo.
It did, and I still think of him as tattoo when I see him. It's hard not to say. Dove is the police chief at a city where he's from.
You're lying.
I'm not going to say it. No, he is.
Really?
He's police chief. And one time he was working, he wasn't the chief at this time, but he was an officer of the law in this county. And we were going through, me and a couple of the boys were headed to a football game or something.
Yeah.
And I mean, I seen him and I just, lovey dovey. And he looked in there and he said, I have to be Diamond Dave is what he said. Yep. Diamond Dave. I could not believe it was old Dove.
But so you came here today monitoring kind of what we're doing with this podcast. You know, what y'all got? What you got planned?
Well, we really don't. We're looking at ways to. I'm in charge. I'm the team leader actually of our men's ministry. You know, and I just sat here and heard through all of this, and there's a scripture that popped up while he was talking. And I want to share this real, you know, my Bible, you know, sometimes it has little headings up there, living a holy life in a pagan world. Mm-hmm. I think that speaks for to this you were called because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps. 1 Peter 2. So I hear this story. This man had a godly man in his that impacted him. That is the importance of men. So he had someone. Someone had to reach him. Now his, and you say he is a great dad, so he has reached other people. So being a part of a men's ministry at the church that I'm at, we were just brainstorming on how to do. My pastor said, hey, I'd like for you to help with this, and there's going to be six of you guys there. I was like, I'd love to help. You know, anytime we want to, you know, men, as, and especially as Baptist men, you know, that's first. but there's going to be six of us, and I said, yeah, I want to help. Well, we got to a meeting. We want y'all to do this for 2 years. I said, okay, good. He said, I want you to be the team leader. I was like, okay. You know, and I hesitated for a minute, but I know that's where the Lord put me.
Right.
I've got a great group of men that's on our team. And so we're looking at it, and I seen a podcast the other day, and I knew y'all were doing this. You know, I kind of listened to quite a bit of them. I listened to a lot of them at work, and I'm like, why? One of the other men on our team said, why can't we do this? You know, as far as communication with our church people, with our families, men of our church, and just encourage people, you know, whether it be a testimony or we have a lot of teams that go on missions, share mission, just update. I mean, the future now is, you know, I can listen to my headphones at work. I'm thankful I have a good job where I can do that. So I listen to a lot of podcasts. What better way to reach people?
Nah. Right.
So I come here to listen and learn, and this is something that is only going to grow. I know y'all joke around over 17 people that listen.
That's down to 10.
That's not true. but you are making an impact, and I know this is a beginning. I don't know how long y'all have been doing it. About a year or two, right?
About a year.
So it's only
almost
gonna,
a year.
It's only going to grow. So I'm like, this is good stuff. So how can I use this to?
Audience size says 11.
We don't know.
We know that's just.
But there's 11. What if you reach one?
Kevin. That the fact that you're here, blowing me away. Okay, I'm just saying that. I want you to know that you listen to one and you're here with us on it.
David never a year thought ago, it was going to be that way.
Yeah,
but we put it in God's hands.
That's right.
If anybody hears it and they get a blessing,
it's worth
great.
It. It's
and,
worth it.
And our, you know, one of the reasons is we wanted to lay the history of our little church here, our family. We want our kids and maybe our grandkids one day say, I'd like to hear my grandpa's voice, right?
That's right.
Because I would love to hear my grandfather's voice now. And I mean, the technology was there, but nobody thought about it.
Right.
So.
And you know, we record our church service on a SD card. And we have people that have passed on, I think, I don't think the family's going to mind, but I think that we probably know Timmy Lohman.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
He's still talking to the website.
Really?
And
that's awesome.
It was in the last days of his life, and he wanted to share.
Right.
So technology's there. Mm-hmm. One day I want my grandkids, y'all are doing here, you know, and it's important that we reach men and people in general.
Anybody.
I just happen to be talking about the men because So that we're just looking at it, and you know what? It's something you can listen to, and I've actually listened to all of you.
Give him a credit.
So
I got him one. I'll get him one.
You know, I think it's just important that you reach what you can. You know, 11 people. Okay, a year ago you didn't have any.
So. Yeah, and we're learning. You know, one thing I'll tell y'all: don't do it in the sanctuary because there's too much of an echo. Right? I mean, it's hard. The people calling in with the telephones, that's a disaster every time we do it. I don't know why they keep trying to do it, but we are still learning. And
and that was the first thing I said, we can just set this up on stage in sanctuary, and we're talking, we're like, who can hear?
Yeah, that's your token.
My prize. Yeah. But you
listening
know,
I
said, we can set it up in our sanctuary, and we can do this, and then I'm sitting here, and y'all don't know this, but David's talking sign language and code about a fan blowing in the background, different things. So, you know, I have learned a lot. And I'm with you. I think that, you know, maybe this is the beginning of something more. You know, I want to learn from what y'all are doing. I want to share those same things. Just come, y'all do interviews with people we know or whatever, and just share what y'all are. That's kind of it.
Yeah. Well, I think that we were put together for a bigger reason because we've been trying to get a men's group in the county put together. And we've got some big things coming up, not to
Well, see, we feel that God's calling His church together, His church.
Yeah.
Not
one church.
This group and this group and this group and this group. He's calling His. When He comes back, He's coming back for His church.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be somebody's name on a street sign.
We get so wrapped up in denominations.
Yeah.
We get so wrapped up. Well, our church really is busy, but it doesn't matter about any of those things.
Yeah.
We've got to cooperate together.
Yeah.
Work together. Because if y'all did the fish fry a couple of months ago for the county.
That's right. No
idea it was even love to help. That's the podcast.
Right.
Put light on those things, because I think it's important that we as men, we are the example.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, something that I've learned as I was doing the men's. I mean, I'm blessed to have a future pastor and an elder on our men. Our pastor was smart enough to know that keep godly people in a ministry. So you keep the main thing, and the main Jesus Christ. So you keep that. So, you learn all those things. We've got a lot going on, but at the same time, here's something that I've learned. If you reach a child, this is something else that he was talking earlier on this previous podcast. If you reach a child, you've got about a 3-4%. If you reach the woman, you have about a 17-20% chance. Mm-hmm. If you reach the father, it's a 97-plus percent chance to win. The,
yes, sir.
Yeah.
So, and we talk about that quite often.
Yeah. So how do you win a family to Christ? You reach the men.
That's exactly right.
All those other things are very important. You know, VBS is a big tool that our community uses, and that there's nothing wrong with those things, but get the men.
The men, that's right.
God has ordained the man to be the leader of the church or the leader of his house and then to serve in the church. So that's what we as men should do.
And society today tears down the male role model.
Correct.
I've said it on our podcast that they don't attack any other religion like they attack Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And one of the ways they do it is they tear down the man's role.
Mm-hmm.
And there needs to be more men. And people that would listen, if they listen to everything I'm saying, a godly man treats his wife right.
That's right.
A godly man treats his children right. Mm-hmm. He treats his neighbors right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's the kind of men we need.
Yeah.
Okay?
And we can't get too busy in our own church to not help other people. You know, when we all go to heaven, there's pretty much going to be every denomination, every color, you get so, some churches get so big and so wrapped up, and they do have a lot going on, and I understand those things. But there's a lot of little churches, small churches, that are the backbone of our community that we still need to partner with. And that's, you know, just something that I think that, and how do you do that? I think men.
Yeah.
So that's just, you know, and I've listened to this podcast, and, you know, I do feel like the Lord is working in this. And I think it's, and here's the thing, we don't always have to agree on everything, but we do have to all agree.
That's right.
If we get that right,
that's right,
then all the other stuff God's already gone out.
So. And we've taken a little bit of heat from, which is expected. Me and Michael and Keith expect to get heat. All right. And to be honest with you, I've asked for it. Like, text it to me, throw my phone number out there. And if you want to argue, great. I'd love to discuss with you.
Yeah.
Right. Any of it, but what you said, Jesus is the only way.
That is it.
You know, it's not for me and Michael to convict somebody of their sins. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the biggest things people say is, "But y'all don't talk bad about this." And y'all, if somebody wants, and this is how I truly feel, Kevin. If somebody out there is drinking beer and they want to come sit around and drink beer out there in the parking lot at this church, you know what? Come on.
Mm-hmm.
I'll sit out there with you on the tailgate. I might not drink beer with you,
mm-hmm.
okay? But where else, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about opening up a bar in the church. That's not what I'm talking about, right?
Right.
But it's not for me to convict somebody of their sins. That's for Jesus. Jesus works on somebody's sins.
So,
for me to live a life to try to lead them to Jesus.
Yeah, and that's exactly right, David. You can say a lot without ever opening your mind. It's about your character. It's about how you walk in the community. It's about
Actions.
You know, we joked around. I don't have a nickname. I'm thankful for that. But, you know, was it because I was great? No, it wasn't. But, you know, that's how you can – my kid's always that. A good friend of mine, he goes to church with me, Joey Aldridge. First day my kids walked up to him and says, hey, I don't have any. And I was thankful for that. And Joey was my best friend. I mean, we were like inseparable through high school. But, you know, I was thankful that, you know.
There was no dirt.
There was no dirt.
I know you, Kevin.
But that's how we as men, that's how we're supposed to live our lives. You know, if we call ourselves Christians, then act like it. And you're right, David. This world now is just shoving this stuff in our face. And you've got to take it and you've got to accept it. And I don't. And that's going to.
Exactly. You
know, God is the authority in my life. By far, my perfect. And I know there's somebody who's going to listen to this. That right. I know I'm not. But the difference in me and them is I have Jesus' heart.
Oh, yeah. And I will say this. Y'all's pastor, he's kin to us. The Bowen family was vast. Say the name of your church. We don't.
Bridge Church.
Yeah.
It was
Bridge to Community, right?
Well, that was we had to change it to begin with. That's a funny story. Jerry J's, Jerry Wesby, his was, I can't remember now, but it had community in it.
Okay.
And people kept getting them confused. So we just said, hey, we're going to drop. All we're trying to do as a church is be faithful to the Lord and be the bridge.
Yeah.
Sin.
That's right. I've always loved it. Y'all's church started. I love the idea of the church starting. Some people, they get wrapped up in, you're a part of this congregation. You can't go to this.
Yeah.
Man, we're all God's congregation. Yeah. The Lord's calling somebody to go worship with another group. Mm-hmm. Go worship with them.
Yeah. I think you have to allow them. The Lord will put you where you need to be. We started that church years ago. It's 13 years plus now, and it's old tobacco warehouse.
We still
have the signs hanging with the road number back of that.
I love it. Please don't take that down.
We're not.
I mean, because which tobacco played such a big part of my existence coming up. This farm was a tobacco farm, and that warehouse that was. I told a story about my grandpa and a tobacco sale. It happened right there in y'all's sanctuary.
Yeah,
but. You'd have never thought that would be a sanctuary, right?
No.
Now, I'll tell you this. My grandma prayed for that. I've said that on a podcast. Mm-hmm. She hated tobacco. She did, but she realized the role it played in our community. Mm-hmm. But I can remember as a little kid riding with her to the field, her praying out loud, you know, God, give us something else. Give us something else. Mm-hmm. And for dope. The warehouse to be a church, that's awesome to me.
I don't know if you've ever been inside of the building, but it still has the original floors in it. You know, Chip Griner, I believe he's kidding y'all.
Yeah.
he redid the floors for us. And, you know, I think I may have it wrong, but I think from what I understood, some of the lumber still had stamped in it. So it's still the original floor. A lot of original stuff. It's all the beams are still exposed. You know, we didn't have a lot. The Lord provided everything. There was times we'd show up and don't know what we're doing. So this is a question we always get asked. Growing up, what was that building? It has like four names. It was called The Brick. I've heard it called many different things.
Man, because they had so many numbers on them.
Yeah.
That was always Brantley's Warehouse for us. It was to Brantley. Yeah.
We still left it on, you know, we tried to leave everything in.
But I can remember hats said Brantley Brick, Tobacco Warehouse, Brick number one. I mean,
Well, it's been added on to so many times. Still has the original concrete floor in the back. So it's been the Lord has really provided everything for us. And a funny story real quick on that. Previous mayor, it's been years, was going to church with us. Our church building, we were renting it. We were trying to – it was up for auction because we paid the taxes on it. Because I don't remember the man's name, and it's not even important, but there's a God story in it. The mayor found out, hey, this is going up for auction. Somehow things got intervened, and the same week before it went to auction, the same week we had an anonymous donor.
Wow.
God.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's it, you know. Yeah. And the lady's testimony was, the Lord prompted me to do this. I don't have a clue what it's for, but here. And if y'all pay me back, it's this. Mm-hmm. And if I die before y'all pay me back, then it's your.
Wow.
So, You know, man, it's so history. It's part of the community. It's been a long time.
Oh, yeah. It's right in the middle of town. It's right on Main Street. If anybody's ever been through Blackshear, you've been by the warehouse. That's
And people laughed at us. Y'all are crazy. That building is falling in. Yes, you're right. Like I said, the Lord did all of that. Yeah. Y'all are welcome.
He turned it into a sinful God.
Exactly. Yeah. Which he will do. That's the story here. It's God can do
whatever he wants
with anything.
And he doesn't need us, but thank the Lord he's using people. You know. So that, like you said, all that to be said was, you know, this podcast may be, you know, our community leaders.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you have them in here, in this church we're sitting in. I just heard a man previously, you guys are doing this. There's other men that's going to listen, all 11 of them.
That's right.
Or however many it is. They all can play a part in it because this is not about a church. It's, I mean, the church of Jesus is the people. It's just a building.
What we got to learn how to do is get it on a live instead of like this and then like a pre-recording and getting it out. Where it slowly drips out. What I'm seeing that we're going to have to do is go live with a platform.
Well, your platform is just
us. Well, right. Yeah. And that's what I'm, the feelings that I'm getting is I've got to find, you know, he's going to line it up to where we do what we need to do. I get that. Yeah. But he's pointing me in direction.
Just listen to him. And, you know, it's funny how things, you know, kind of come full circle. You know, this thing is, I think it's important. I think what y'all, and I've listened to enough, y'all have a good time because that's what made you as a man. What y'all are is y'all. So you need to share that with others because there's kids in our church that doesn't, there's kids in your church that probably doesn't, you're not trying to be their dad, but you're the model.
That's right.
And, you know, you can't replace, I have stepkids. I don't call them my stepkids.
Right.
I got three.
They're not, you know, they're my kids. And it took one of mine a really long time to, I wasn't her dad. And it's okay. I knew I wasn't.
Yeah.
I was not, because he's involved in her life, and I thank the Lord for that. It took a long time, but just the only way that I was able to, just like you said earlier, I loved her mom, and she seen how it was.
Yeah.
And so then it's like, that's you just need more men to things.
That's right.
And that's, I think any church that has a healthy group will have a health.
Right.
That's why I'm here. That's why I'm here. I want to hear this. I want to see what's going on. I think it's much needed. I think one thing that can help is, you know, I just know y'all, so I know y'all do the podcast. Facebook's out there. I think the biggest thing that can help you is how do you get that?
That's right.
And I don't know that, sir.
Yeah. Well, you know who after else I don't know that answer?
Yeah.
Me.
After I get the I get done with the shadow ban that I'm under in Facebook.
Yeah. Sir. That, if he gets done with shadow banned, and they're not shadow banned anybody else in history. Hey, Michael's texted me a bunch today. Harley, Stephen.
Yeah. Happy Father's Day, buddy.
That's cool.
I think it's important. I think what y'all are doing is much needed. You know, be good examples. And it's bigger than one place, one church, because we're all together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're all going to go to heaven together.
That's right.
We're thinking about using that tower out there somehow to broadcast.
We've got a tower.
David's got a tower on the farm.
Yeah.
And the farm has everything.
So we got to get somebody up there that'll put something up there to transmit.
Yeah.
I know a man.
we have our family so big. We have a cousin. Not me. I was going to do it one afternoon. When they first put the building together, or the tower was put up, they didn't put the fence around it yet. Okay?
Of course.
I mean, I'm redneck, so you give a redneck a project, he's going to take, you know. I had to see, right?
Yeah.
So I got on there, and I started climbing it. Well, I don't have climbing boots, and I've learned that those guys climbing towers have boots for that because there's washers on the ends of those steps. That it will destroy your regular shoe. It hurts. I would like to say that that's the reason I didn't go high, but that had nothing to do with it. Okay. I climbed up one section and I looked around and I said, I'm already higher than the grain bins.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going back down. One section of that thing.
Yeah. Had a friend of mine took a picture one time. He changed. He's the guy that changed on top of the cell phone towers.
Yeah.
hanging off with one offie, you know.
Not me. It gives me anxiety to look at that picture, right? Yes. I mean, that's how I feel about it.
Yeah.
I would love to see the view from the top, though. That's one thing I do like, is I would like to see the view. I don't want to climb up there or look down. I just want to look out.
Yeah.
You know?
Just look at his picture. Get a drone, something. You know, I'm with you, though.
Well, I did. I mentioned to you before when you first contacted me about Telegram. Mm. It's an app that we use to keep our congregation up to date on things that are, and it's another way that I'm trying to spread. You start with a men's group. Mm. If we talk to somebody that's interested, we get them to log into the Graham group, and it'll start growing. Mm-hmm. They'll talk to somebody, and and it just spreads. It does take a little bit of
it does
it, technology.
Well, you know, like I told y'all earlier, my pastor roped us into 2 years now. Y'all know how that works. You know, that was one of the things that we struggled as a biz ministry. How do we communicate? We tried to remind, you know, we had, at that time, we had 97 men that was connected. Okay, I'm going to give you 15. And we did that, and that worked for 5 minutes. And I hate a phone.
Right.
I can't stand a group text. I will be the first guy to leave a group text. But I realize how important those things are.
That's what I was just talking about.
Yeah, I know. But how do you get that word out there? That's part of getting it. We have done a lot of things that failed. I think the one thing that has worked really well for us as far as men, Bible study, deep water. So we do those things, and we communicate, and we do a lot of things. I think just getting the word, because if you have men, like I heard this previous podcast talk, you have these men, they will be there.
Yeah.
It's just getting the word. That's the hard part, is how do you tell people about this podcast? You know, how do you get the word? How do you do those things? And I think that's the struggle with anything. And anybody outside of these four walls of this building, it's hard to get connected to anything.
Right.
So that's a big, how do you do those things? I really don't hear.
Yeah, without paying for airtime on the radio. You know?
But is that something we can all pull together as churches? I mean, surely, surely we can. And I think that's where, we call this a cooperative program, but there's no cooperation.
Correct.
So
you've got churches that don't get, but the people get along.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the church part of it, can't get along.
So how do we fix that? And I that's the answer that we need.
Individually.
Yeah and I think one working, by one. Work, just working at it. Yeah.
Love and show.
Love. I mean, love's the answer.
Yeah.
Love one another. Even when it hurts to love some. So-and-so says this about so-and-so's church. So we love them,
We all have. That's the problem, is there's something wrong with every church. And if there's not, if you go there, then there'll be something wrong with that church.
That's right. So, exactly.
I don't want to go to that church. It's a bunch of hypocrites.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why they're there. I mean, you don't want the perfect ones, the only ones there. Sinners is what you're looking to
I'm waiting
convert.
On the perfect one to come back. And it was perfect.
Yeah. That's right.
So you
just hung on that cross.
You work together the best that you can. Mm-hmm. You put out, I know there's going to be different beliefs. You stay away from the things that you know that you're not going to agree with, but we all agree with one, and that is Jesus, and that's it. So if we all focus on that and don't drive, I'm not going to show up at your church with my church logo, because I'm not going to be that, because it's more than one church. It's all of us together. And we can do so much more together. And it's time for men to, all this stuff being shoved down our, how to live a godly life in a pagan world and all those things. It's time for men, if they say they're Christians, then.
That's right. And Mark Driscoll, he pushes a strong one. I like listening. Yeah. Mm. If you haven't heard him, y'all need to look him up on YouTube or Facebook or whatever. Yeah. Mark Driscoll, he will sure talk to you about what a godly man need to.
We did a Bible study last year. We just wrapped it up. The Holiness of God Bible, I would challenge any. That's a hard read, because when you realize how holy our God really is, how insignificant, and you are not, then you really.
Yeah.
Well, how this got started, right? Our the idea that the podcast and all of that?
I don't.
Yeah, I was asked to be on a guy that I work with. He was on a podcast. Him and his buddy, they had their podcast, and they wanted me. They kept asking me to come on, and I didn't want to. But finally, one day, I was on their podcast, and it was about. They were asking me about rodeo, and that was kind of what they wanted to ask me. So I did that, and Michael and Keith's like, "Oh, well, David will talk on a podcast. We need to have a podcast." And I was like, "No, we don't." but it's something that really God laid on Michael's heart. There's no doubt. Yeah. And I mean, me and Keith, he's working on us, but this is Michael's heart.
That, if that's the way David wants how it started, we'll let him keep that.
Yeah, Michael did it.
Because it got him on here.
Yeah. They put it all
but
together.
We put a room back there in the back where we were going to have this done and this done. And it wasn't falling the way it's supposed to. And, you know, I'd been praying, what do I need to do? What direction do I need to go with this? You know, David, he went on that podcast, and I heard his voice, how he connected with people, you know. I mean, David can talk. Once you get him started, he can talk. But putting those things together, I wasn't going to invite David. It was going to be about whatever God wanted me to say, because I was planning and doing some explanations on why this is happening, why that's happening. We had it set up, and one Wednesday night, we was back there, we was eating, and me and Keith was walking around here just talking, and what are y'all ever going to do with all this? And from that day, it got strong.
Yeah.
Once we prayed together on that first show, it was on.
One of my team members came to me and said, and he started laying it on, I said, I know some people, they do one. And then, you know, obviously you have to call your pastor and you tell him, make sure you're doing, you know, he's okay with it. I walk up to him, yes. he's just like, I don't know. It's like, well, I trust y'all. So, and that's.
Did you tell him that you were coming here? Has he listened to podcast?
He didn't listen to.
That means that
he
he's
still
not,
doesn't listen to podcast.
He has not listened to our podcast.
And here's the thing, and I'm not defending. He was on vacation at the church Sunday. He got there at 7:30. He's busy.
Absolutely. We're definitely not, we're not down in anybody for not listening.
I know, but what?
Especially a pastor, because the pastors are so busy.
He's going to listen to one because he's going to be one of the first ones to interview.
We'll tag him in this one.
Okay. He doesn't have Facebook.
We'll tag him. He's got a cell phone.
Yeah. I'll give you his number.
Okay.
But you know, and it's just, I think what y'all are doing is him. It's more complicated than what I realized, but y'all, it's put together well. So y'all keep doing it because our community, we need better role model, be involved more. We need to love people more, like you said, Dave. And how do you do that? You spend time with them.
That's right.
That's right. So, and we're gonna be putting some things together with you and your church involved, kind of halfway planned out of what's gonna go on, and they need to get all together. So. I think that's going to be big.
We're praying through the process because I don't know. I'm completely 100%, and our team, all six of us, 100% trusting the Lord, whatever direction. And if he comes up next, we don't do this, then we just be here with you, however. And if he tells us to do it, we're completely trusting the Lord.
Yeah, and if we can ever help you in any way, let us know.
Definitely.
Well, I'm here.
We'd love for it. I mean, you know, if we get 13 listeners and y'all get 13 million, praise God.
That's
right. That's the way we feel about it.
Bring your folks in here and record the first one.
If y'all want to come in, bring you guys in and let Michael be the techno guy, the wizard.
I'll mash the buttons and get things started, and y'all go at it.
I do think
if they want to come in and watch us do one.
Yeah. That's kind of what I was here for. I told Michael, I said, I just want to listen. I want to know what y'all are doing. I do the sound at church.
Man,
so I'm
it's
a
Father's
guy.
Day. You're a grandfather.
Yeah.
And you
and
came.
You're here.
I knew God had something that you needed to say today. Right. That's why I said, well, hit the record button. We're going to have those of y'all paying attention, yes, we're having two on Father's Day. We did two, and they're like, what? Y'all got David to do two podcasts in a month? Yeah, it's pretty incredible. Two in one day is unbelievable. But, I knew God had here.
It's important that that your church supports what y'all. I think y'all do keep the main, but y'all keep the main thing. You know, I pray for y'all. I pray for this, and I do. I'm just going to use you guys with this pod. Y'all keep it.
Well, thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.
It means a lot. It like I said, you showing up, coming, it blows me away. And it's God blowing me away. I know it's all God.
You don't think it'll happen? He'll make it happen.
He will. You try. He'll show you.
Yeah, that's right. But yeah, we've been on here for 53 minutes. Good show with old Kevin Walker. David, you want to pray us out?
Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for today. Today is Father's Day. Thank you for our fathers. Thank you for the men that you put in our life to show us the right and wrong. Heavenly Father, if it's meant for anybody out there to hear this and get some encouragement, I pray that you open their ears and their heart. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.